It is Veterans Day. We were just during the break standing out on Central Avenue in Albany and watching the Veterans Day parade go by our radio station offices. And it's a beautiful day and a beautiful time to see a parade. There are nearly 25 million veterans and active duty soldiers in North America, and you have to keep that in mind. Some experts estimate that more than one quarter of these men and women suffer from post-traumatic distress, and many other military persons experience difficulty reintegrating into civilian life. The new book, Field Exercises, How Veterans Are Healing Themselves Through Farming An Outdoor Activity, shares the stories of men and women who are finding relief from stressful and traumatic military experiences while also establishing community networks and other peer support initiatives. Stephanie Westland has authored the book and holds a PhD in peace and conflict studies. She's been conducting research with veterans since 2009. Again, the title of her book is Field Exercises, How Veterans Are Healing Themselves Through Farming and Outdoor Activities. It's published by New Society Publishers, and we welcome Stephanie Westland to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jill.
Very nice to have you here. So let us talk about how you came to this work and realizing that there could be a connection.
Sure. Yeah, I was working on my PhD at the time in 2009 in peace and conflict studies, and I started coming across these stories of stress-injured veterans who were finding relief through outdoor activities, and that actually became the focus of my PhD research. And what they were saying was things like, I'm starting to feel better or getting some relief through activities like farming or gardening or hiking, fishing, even spending time with dogs and horses. And I had already been familiar with the other side of the research in terms of looking at human-nature relationships and some of the benefits that this brings, including things like decreased blood pressure when you're taking a walk outside, or decreased cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, when people are gardening, and things like that. And so I knew that there was a lot of support for what the veterans were talking about anecdotally, and so I just really wanted to bring the two of them together.
And at what point did you realize that, okay, this is working, that it makes sense, that this is, there is a connection, and this can make a difference not only in the community, but in the lives of that veteran?
I think that it was as I started to pay attention to it, I first heard the story of one veteran and then, you know, five veterans. And then really, if you look on the internet or anywhere these days, you can find thousands of veterans talking about this. And I had also been looking at peace processes and during my studies, and I was looking at how the relationships between adversaries started to often changed or had a turning point when they were outside together. So if you think about some of the peace processes that have happened at Camp David, for example, you know, they're not happening around the table in some closed room with no windows, but rather they're happening when people are a little bit more relaxed and can take advantage of spending time in the outdoors together. And so I think it was as I started to make those connections and then hearing the stories of veterans, I thought, this makes sense and this needs to be more widely available.
When you look at this, you talk in the book about these deep connections between nature and human health. So this is just taking it one step further with veterans. Talk a little bit about what we already know, about what we've known for a long time about us and our health and working in nature.
Well, 30 years ago, there was a study, and this one is always sort of the first one that gets mentioned, but it was hospital patients, and the researcher, excuse me, Roger Ulrich, was noticing that when patients had a view of trees from their hospital beds, they actually had a shorter stay, they required fewer medications, and had fewer complications than those who looked out onto a brick wall. Or there was another study around the same time with prison inmates, and for those who had a view of farm fields, they actually used their prison healthcare system services less often than those who were looking onto the inner courtyard. So more recently, there's been discovered that there are bacteria in the soil that will actually trigger our brains to produce serotonin, in a sense having an antidepressant-like effect. And so there are so many things going on that are really below our level of consciousness, but that really support what veterans are talking about. And in Europe, in some countries now, a doctor or psychiatrist can actually prescribe a patient to work on a farm. So that's their prescription. Maybe they may also be getting therapy or medication. And what they're finding is that patients are having an improved self-esteem, increased confidence, as well as decreases in anxiety, perhaps anger, hypervigilance, and then also an improved sense of social connection and belonging.
That social connection, you write in the book about these veteran-initiated community networks. And what's so fascinating is that they are veteran-initiated. So how did they come about? How did these veterans find one another and set up these projects and communities?
Well, I think what's happening is that a lot of the veterans that I talk to, you know, they talked about wanting to serve their communities when they went into the military. And so when they leave the military and become civilian again, they still have that desire for service to their community. And so when they start realizing that they're feeling better in these nature environments, whatever it is for them, they then really want to create programs for other veterans and to serve other veterans as well as their communities. And so, for example, in the case of veterans becoming involved in farming and gardening across the country, not only are they creating programs and connecting with other veterans who understand what they've been through, but also when they provide, you know, good food to feed other people, when they're having that opportunity to nurture with their hands, they're finding it's a really positive interaction with the community, and they really feel like valuable members of society again.
You have a chapter in the book called Each Year I Feel Better, and it shows that there are these times that over time and doing this work that it starts to, you become, I guess you put it in context. You understand the importance of your service and you understand the importance of what you're doing now.
Yeah, that chapter is referring to the story of Christopher Brown, who is today the director of Growing Veterans. And it was when he was 22 only when he left the Marines, and he had served for two tours of duty in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. And what he found was he was really having trouble connecting back at home and suffering from anger and some of the other symptoms that of post-traumatic stress injuries. And his counselor finally said, you know, why don't you try growing something as a way to reconnect with who you are and where you're at with home. And so he put a small garden box on his apartment balcony, and he was growing, at the time, he put in four different kinds of seeds, and one of those was mint. And what happened was the mint overtook everything else in his garden box. But at the time, it allowed Chris somewhere to focus his energies and his thoughts, and he and his wife were drinking mint tea every day. And so for him, then when they moved into a house, he put in a garden in his backyard, and he said to me, you know, each year my garden's gotten better, and each year I've been feeling better as far as my PTSD symptoms go, too. And what he's doing today is running Growing Veterans, as I mentioned. And they're an organization that is providing, they are growing community-supported agriculture products, a box of vegetables that goes to various families, as well as they've started doing some conservation activities. And he's really trying to connect other veterans into this movement to farm and garden, both in his home state of Washington State, but also hoping to bring this across the country.
It wasn't lost on me in reading his story that a lot of this comes from a counselor who suggested growing something, that it was the counselor who said that this is something that that could benefit you. And you make this point a few times in the book about how important it is for these counselors to and how much we have to thank them for making that connection, that it is, as you mentioned earlier, a prescription, that it's something that the counselors who work with this day in and day out understand can help veterans, and especially when it comes to issues like this veteran had with anger and rage.
Well, you know, there's a long history of treating veterans with essentially garden therapy. After World War I, the soldiers suffering from shell shock were treated with garden therapy. And then horticulture therapy, as we know it today, actually came out of work in veterans' hospitals during World War II. And so I think most of us have this intuitive sense that we feel well in nature and when we're interacting with nature. And so I think some counselors, you know, bless them, they do have this sense that perhaps this is something that can help veterans. And so hopefully it will start being integrated as a wider piece of the medication and therapy side of things, that maybe also grow something or spend time with a dog or something like that could really help other veterans.
As I mentioned in your introduction, you have worked on peace and conflict studies. Is there anything to do that we can do on the front end to keep us from going to war in the first place?
Well, I mean, I mentioned a little bit about things like Camp David and such. And when you look at, I don't know if you remember that famous handshake in '93 between Yitzhak Rabin and Yasser Arafat.
Yes.
You know, that process, although it hasn't quite helped peace in the Middle East, really that handshake came from a series of negotiations that was held in Norway. And the turning, you know, they were difficult negotiations, but the turning points during those negotiations was when the officials were walking in the woods together and along lakes and at fjords and such things. So, I mean, I do wonder if maybe rather than having these meetings behind closed doors in a room without windows, perhaps that, you know, we could be, you know, spending time together and really recognizing one another as human beings in the outdoors.
Well, the new book is Field Exercises, How Veterans Are Healing Themselves from Farming and Outdoor Activities. It is published by New Society Publishers. You can find out more by going to newsociety.com. Stephanie Westlin is the author of the book. Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. I thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.